I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The protests against pension reform in France are dying down now. Today, striking employees of the country's oil refineries voted to go back to work. The plan to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62 is all but certain to become law. Even the labor unions are talking about changing tactics. They say it's time to focus efforts on making sure there are jobs for the older workers. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
This is Avenue Hoche, which goes to the Arc de Triomphe.
For Daniel Dupre, walking in the Parc Monceau in Paris on a sunny weekday afternoon is one of the pleasures that comes with retirement. Another is having a decent income. He's getting a pension of 2,000 euros, or about $2,800 a month. That's about double what he was bringing in before.
I may have less stress than before, because early this year it was difficult just to get 1,000 euros. Today, without doing nothing, I get more than 2,000 euros per month.
Dupre started collecting his pension at the beginning of June on his 60th birthday. Before that, Dupre had spent the last 5 years looking for work. He lost his high-paying position as a marketing manager at age 55 and couldn't find a new one. So to make ends meet, he took a part-time job as a driver for handicapped people and as a night watchman.
I have a family, so my wife was working, and I just bring small money at home. But it was very, very difficult. We lost our house because no way to pay.
Dupre can't prove it, but he believes the reason he couldn't get a good full-time job was his age. The experience of thousands of senior workers in France would seem to back that up. According to the OECD, older workers in France are more likely to leave their job in their mid to late 50s than any other workers in Europe. And once they're out of work, it's next to impossible to get back in. Economist Jean-Olivier Hérault says high unemployment among senior workers is a direct result of having an early retirement age.
Notre pratique de départ des seniors.
He says the practice has created the belief that older people are no longer employable. He says that in France, you are relatively old at 57 years, not because 57 is old, but because it's only 3 years until retirement. Hérault says several government policies have eroded the job market for seniors. One of them is a government-subsidized early retirement plan meant to encourage older employees to leave their jobs well before they turn 60 to make room for younger workers. That's being discontinued, but the culture it bred persists. Thierry Dudieu, with the CFDT labor union, says once the retirement age goes up, unemployment among seniors will only get worse.
There is a huge gap between the decision of the government about raising the age of retirement by 2 years and what's going on in the company. And at the moment, we still see that many seniors are unemployed and they would be very happy to find a job.
Unions want to sit down with companies to find ways to keep older workers employed for longer. Dudieu says that could mean setting minimum hiring quotas for those over 50, allowing people to work half-time for the last few years before retirement, or making it easier for them to change jobs within the same company. Any measures to reduce unemployment for older workers in France will come too late for people like Dupre. Even though he's receiving a full pension, he says he still needs to work.
I will start a new job as a taxi driver. So at the beginning, I will probably start with full activity.
Dupre says he'll have to work for at least another 10 years so that he can buy back the house he lost when he was unemployed. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.